best.
Well, Tommy, we mentioned a little bit earlier, we're giving away tickets to see the Crows take on Hawthorn Friday night at the Adelaide Oval. All you need to do is be the first caller through right now on 8223 0055, and we'll send you along to what looms as a absolute blockbuster.
Well, it should be a sellout for that game. And to talk a little bit more about it, thanks to Adelaide Fresh Prospect and Morfitt Vale and Tony and Marks at Newton and Glenunga, Paddy Dangerfield joins us. Morning, Paddy.
Morning, boys.
What a fantastic win. Two in a row for the first time in a couple of months, Paddy. It must feel good to finally say you've won back-to-back matches.
Yeah, it is. It always makes the plane ride home far more enjoyable. But certainly we're happy with the 4 points. We didn't play our best footy, but we got the win. And the important thing is this week, it's a massive game against Hawthorn, and we're certainly looking forward to it.
Back-to-back six-day breaks. It's got to be hard, isn't it, to get up for that game? I know it is a big game against Hawthorn, but consecutive six-day breaks makes it tougher.
It does, but at the same time, 50,000 people Friday night against, you know, the reigning premiers, like, it's a great game for us. We don't get too many opportunities to play on Friday night. So certainly the boys will do everything they can to get up, and I'm not too worried about the majority of our squad.
I feel like I need to almost push replay from the week before where I asked you about an injury that you copped. You copped a nasty bit of it.
Week,
I know. I feel like I could just ask the same question, but you did get banged up. This time it was the knee. Are you going to be okay to play?
Yeah, I'll be fine. No, it's just a slight knock to the knee, and it's a little bit sore at the time, but no, it won't be an issue at all.
There are a few other issues from the weekend. Benny Rutten obviously went off with a concussion, broken nose.
Yeah, he looks horrendous.
And is he going to be okay, though? Yeah, the nose, splattered nose everywhere. It's going to...
The poor bugger, he's just retired and he's just broken his nose. So he's going well. No, I'd say Truck will be fine. I think it was more just precautionary. The other couple, Daniel Tarley, copped a bit of a knock to the bum, but I'm sure he'll be right to go as well.
And Scott Thompson as well, a bit of a corked hamstring, I think it was.
Yeah, knock to the hammy. So, I mean, given the situation we were at the time, we were comfortably up, so that it's best not to risk him. So I'm sure those boys will be put through training during the week, and then a call be made right towards the end of the week.
And Paddy, Eddie Betts, I mean, his form just in the last couple of weeks, 5 goals on the weekend, he really looks like he's starting to become a consistently dangerous performer.
Yeah, he does, and we always knew it would take time for our forward line to really gel because we'd had players that had missed a huge amount of footy, and we had new players coming into the team. So it was always going to take a while for them to really gel as a forward line group, but we're starting to see that now, which is pleasing.
It really feels like the season's starting to bunch up, doesn't it? Just with some results we saw on the weekend, those sides around you won, a couple of the sides up higher on the ladder lost. It really is turning into be a tight sprint to the finish.
Yeah, it is, and we were discussing it on the way home. Like, we can't quite remember a season like this. It is a really exciting season, and there's so many teams that are around the mark to play finals. So it's a great thing for football fans, and it certainly makes for interesting watching.
Do you look at the ladder at this stage, at this far out from the finals yet? Are you looking at saying, oh, Port couldn't do your five and knock off Essendon on Saturday night? Have you turned your attention to that kind of stuff yet?
No, not really. For us, it's about controlling what we can control. If we're good enough, we'll make it. But in order to do that, we need just to keep winning games of footy. So that's all that we can control. So we'll keep preparing for Hawthorn this week, and then we'll reassess after that.
Paddy, North Melbourne had a great win against Hawthorn on Friday night. Do you take much out of that, and did you watch it?
Yeah, I did watch it, and it's certainly something that, you know, the coaches will dissect, and so will the players with how North Melbourne went about it and went about winning. So that's something that we'll look at, but we're certainly aware that Hawthorn are a quality side, and they'll certainly be out to improve their performance from last week. So it's a massive game for us, but with the 19th man behind us, I'm sure that we can play some good footy this weekend.
You'll be hoping to have a full complement of rotations in the last quarter, unlike what you had to deal with on the weekend. Did you see the Gold Coast Collingwood game as well, where Gold Coast were down? There was no one that was fit on the bench. Do you know, if you're out in the field in that situation, I know you were one that was on the bench on the weekend, do you notice it? How does it get managed then? I mean, who's directing the traffic in terms of who's resting where and what happens next?
Well, you notice it when you're running off to the bench and then they're waving you back onto the field. that's always a great message to get when you've sprinted 150 metres to get off and they're saying, no, go back on. Just run around in the midfield. Yeah, no worries.
Yeah, easy.
Yeah, I suppose it was an amazing game. the Suns were, what an incredible effort it was to win. But certainly it is really tough when you are limited with rotations, and then you've sort of got to juggle around on-field positioning to get your rest and send players forward and that sort of things. But I suppose with the modern game now, forwards do just as much work as what midfielders do, and
so there's nowhere to hide.
So do the half-back line. So there really is nowhere to hide.
Yeah.
And, Paddy, I would imagine a pretty light week, given it is only a six-day break.
Yeah, for us it'll be all about recovery, but at the same time we still need to have a really good hit out on Wednesday to prepare ourselves best to play. So that's still a really important session for us, but our recovery certainly will be paramount this week.
Well, Paddy, let's hope you can go back to back to back and go three in a row and for the first time get into the top eight. Thanks so much for joining us here.
Thanks, guys.
On 5AA Brekkie, Paddy Dangerfield.